Yeah, well, I got to know of the Monaghan Volunteer Centre a way back, and they have been an absolute godsend to me because the support I have got from them is just fantastic. Been massive support. Then when the dual befriending volunteers came on board, it meant that I got a visit, and then because of COVID, I not allowed visits, but they do follow up with phone calls.
Mm.
So I don't feel isolated for that reason. I have to say they're like a family to me because I can reach out there when needed and they're there at the end of the phone. Lisa is fantastic, just so open, so friendly. You would not feel, just feel as if you've known her all your life.
Yeah.
That's the kind of person she is. And that it comes right across the board with the volunteers that I have met and that have come into my life.
Yeah, it's fantastic to see. I'm sure it makes a big difference for you.
It does, Eddie, because I have sight loss. So that means a hell of a lot to me.
Yeah.
You know, just having that other person sit across the table from me, or the phone call, which is at the moment I get. But if I need it, and just for an example, I was doing a course with a tablet, which was so new to me.
Mm.
Didn't even know how to switch the tablet on. And I rang Lisa and I said, I'm panicking. I have a course to do with a tablet. And I said, can you help me? And no bother. It was an 8-week course. And a young gentleman, Gavin, is his name. And he came once a week to sit and support me, which meant everything to me, that I never thought I would use a tablet.
It's fantastic to see the difference it's made for you. I mean, obviously, the person to talk to and to have that bit of conversation every now and again. But, I mean, they've gone above and beyond, I'm sure, to help you out as well there.
They have, because I've used the helping hand. The gentlemen have come in.
Yeah.
They've done paint jobs. Like, these are small jobs, which would be major to me, but they've done some painting, some gardening, you know. Something that I would need help with, they're there and all I have to do is make a phone call.
Mm.
So I would just ask people that are listening to this to reach out to this service because they are fantastic and I can't, you know, put them on the up there for that reason.
Mm.
So don't feel isolated, don't feel alone because they're there for the people. The volunteer service, the volunteers, they're great,
mm.
you know, and they are just so friendly.
It's fantastic to see you and to hear how happy you were with it as well. But
oh, yes, yeah, and please God that will continue. And I've even volunteered for the befriending phone call service myself because I like, you know, chatting to people on the phone. And I've been Garda vetted, so it's just a matter of being matched with someone now that I can make a phone call either once or twice a week.
Yeah.
Because it's something, you know, it's a lifeline, it's a link.
Yeah. And do you enjoy doing it? I mean, I suppose it's great to have someone calling you, but do you enjoy putting in the calls to other people as well?
Well, I haven't, that hasn't started yet. Lisa is to match me up with somebody that she feels that would, you know, benefit from my call and help them. So, but I don't have a problem because they're giving me a service, so I have no problem in giving back.
Yeah, fantastic. And would you be using the service long, Carmel?
Over a couple of years now, you know, maybe 3 years, I'm not sure. But I know it's getting bigger and better because they've gone on to do so many other things. So, you know, they are fantastic. And for people to give up their time.
Mm.
And the greatest gift you'll give to anyone, Eddie, is your time.
That's it, exactly, isn't it? And I mean, it kind of shows, I mean, you're so happy with the service you've gotten and the help that they've been to you. It's great to see you so willing to give up your time as well now, hopefully going forward to be putting in calls as well.
Yeah, well, it's easy for me. I'm at home. It's no big deal for me. I would love to do it, to think that I am going to help somebody as well, whereas I have been in that position. And the service, massive support, as I said, they're like a family to me now, and I can't, give them praise enough.
Yeah. So you'd be recommending anyway for anyone listening today that maybe is humming and hawing and thinking, will I, won't I, you'd be recommending it?
Oh, absolutely. Just reach out. They're there. Lisa has given out the number, she is just so approachable. Mm. And it is like a confidential service, and people are guard vetted. But the volunteers that I have met, they're fantastic.
Mm. And we'll mention Lisa's number and the details there again for anyone that wants to get in touch, and indeed for Cavan as well. I'll mention those a little later. Well, look, Carmel, thanks a million for talking to me today. It's great to hear the difference it's made for you, the service, over the last little while. It's fantastic to see. And best of luck, I suppose, for yourself as well going forward, now that you're going to be starting, hopefully, putting in the calls yourself.
Eddie, apart from mundane housework, no, definitely. And please, whoever is feeling down, feeling lonely, reach out for this service, because it'll make a difference to your life.
Absolutely. Well, look, Carmel, thanks a million for talking to us today, and best of luck.
Thanks, Eddie. God bless.